You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Psychic Paths with Suzanne Marie. Live from PsychicPaths.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Psychic Paths
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. I am Suzanne. Welcome to A1R Psychic Radio. I am here to give a reading. I am a clairvoyant and a light trance medium, and I see past, present, and future, and I also speak to past loved ones. So yes, welcome. I hope everyone is doing well and feeling loved and okay. This is what we want. So, yes, I'm on A1R Psychic Radio. I can be reached at www.psychicpaths, like right there. And just let me know what you think if you browse around my website. And if you have any ideas that come to mind that you might want on the website or want on Facebook, please let me know. I just appreciate you guys so much for calling in and for listening. This is a really good thing. So I hope that you take advantage of all the wonderful readers that are here. I am in Minnesota, but location doesn't stop the reading from being great. I can be as clear as a bell if you're in Australia or Canada. I'm available. We have Charlene in Deer Lake, Canada. Hello.
Hi.
What a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Yes. How can I help with, what can I help with tonight?
I was really sure what I was calling for, like, anybody has a message for me or just where chapter is going to go? I don't know.
Okay. Let me see what comes through. Let me check. There is a gentleman that is trying to come through. He doesn't seem like an old person. He feels like maybe at the most 50s.
Okay.
I think he's on your mother's side. He's watching over you. His passing had something to do with water, is what I'm getting. He's coming in so that you can ask your mother. His message to you is that he's always watching over you. But I think he's a friend of your mother's.
Okay.
Also, I feel like you're a very positive person. But I feel like with your attitude, you have a really good optimistical attitude. But I do feel like you're going through some trials and tribulations or some questions. How old are you? Are you in your late 20s?
No, I'm actually 39.
Okay. Also 42. I was wondering about the Saturn return. It feels like you're going through a time where you are questioning, have you done the things that you were supposed to do? Are you where you wanted to be? Are you the person you want to be? A lot of identity questions are happening for you. And if they're, I think they've just started. I think that you've got a ways to go before it really settles in as something important. But I feel that that is something that you are going through. Also, something has made you something has made you feel like you've lost footing. On your goals or what you want. It feels like somebody pulled a rug over you or something. Go ahead.
My son's dad passed away about a year ago.
Okay. And that's brought you all these questions. I am so sorry for your loss.
Thanks.
Let me see if I can contact your son.
Oh, no, it's my son's father.
Oh, did he die by water? Because the guy I see is with water.
On a skidoo accident. But it wasn't on water.
Okay. I'm not getting the message. I'm not getting the message from him, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
It feels like what I'd say is unfinished business. If you can, you can call in and ask for a different reader, but I feel like there's a lot of things that he's working through right now. On yourself. He has a lot of self-reflections and lessons that he needs to deal with. And that's what I think that I think that that's what he's doing right now. Because no, he's not coming through. And I am so sorry for that. But I can't make a person come through.
No, I know.
Or if that person is your son's father, I feel like he just wanted to sneak in for a minute and leave, like he didn't want to have a full blown conversation. So you can try later. But I really want you to know that Spirit is watching you and taking care of you, and they see that. Some things that feel like they've been shaken up, and that you do have a lot of questions, but they're saying that your wisdom is going to come through really soon, and you're going to be okay. You're going to do just fine, and your optimism is one of your superpowers. It feels like you're the light. You're a light for a lot of people around you, you know? I hope I'm making sense.
A little bit, yeah. I have a lot of kids. So.
That'll do it. You have such an optimism, and maybe it is those kids that keep you very, very optimistic. I just want you to know Spirit just thinks that optimism is your superpower. And when you got a lot of kids, you do need to keep a certain attitude. So maybe that is it. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, that's fine. Will I be moving?
No. Okay, let me see.
No,
hang on a second. Do you have a place in mind? Because I do see a move. But I don't see it's going to be quick. It's not going to be in the next 3 months. Maybe 6 months to a year, I see a move. And I do see a big move. It's a big move. But it's somewhere you want. It's definitely somewhere you want to be. And Spirit is telling me that where you live now, you don't quite like the energy. You don't like the energy of where you are. Are you affected no. about around your about your surroundings?
Yeah.
Because they're saying you want to move, and that the where you are now is not, it's not positive. It's not a positive place. So Spirit does understand, and you will be moving, and it is a place that you want. It's not like you have to move there. It's somewhere that you really like, and the energy will be better, and I think you'll be a lot happier there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling me and letting me do my reading and
so much.
Allowing me to share. Yes, you have a good rest of your weekend, okay? Or your week.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, honey. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone, for joining and calling and listening. I will see you next week. Bye-bye.